We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I have won an award today.
What new award are you giving yourself now?
Biggest cucumber in the building.
Well, that, you know what? That's a worthy
award. I not win this award today?
You do have a cucumber in your hand, and it is the biggest cucumber in this building, so yes.
Yes, sir. Biggest cucumber in the building.
So what do you get for that award? To keep the cucumber?
I get to enjoy cucumber slices all afternoon.
Nice. Good for you.
I'm saving myself for the big box tonight.
So you're going to pig out?
No, I don't know what they got. I asked for nothing. You, on the other hand, antipasta plates, wings.
Yeah. So manipulative. Asks me, what should we get? I said, I don't really care. All right, this and this. It turns into that prima donna Evan demanded these things off the menu.
Oh, you know what I should say? I reached out to John Ledecky.
Mm-hmm.
He's the owner.
I'm well aware.
Let's see if John Ledecky's going to be welcoming us to UBS Arena tonight. I do need an Islander sweatshirt, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
You can always go to the team shop and drop $30 yourself.
That's not happening. There we go.
God forbid.
Okay, and the response is, it's out of the country tonight.
Out of the country?
But he asked me to go get them a W.
Have
they won in that building yet?
No.
Good luck, Charm.
Is that what this is going to be if they win?
At this
point, I think we'll all take it. If it turns into a win tonight, fine. Sure. Give Craig all the credit.
I'm going to bring the Islanders their first home win tonight.
Guys coming back from COVID also helped, too, by the way.
Should I tell? You know, I'm going to tell Matt Martin I'm going to the game, too. Have him throw us a puck.
He may throw the puck at you, though.
That's also true. Here's Anthony in Copeg. Copag or Copeg? How do you say it?
Copeg.
Copeg, Anthony, turn your radio down, buddy, if you don't mind.
Hey, sorry about that.
Okay. All right.
How's it going, guys?
Doing
first
great,
of all,
kid.
I want to thank you guys. I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
I do a lot of driving. You guys keep me awake.
Thank you.
But as a Met fan, I feel like Brandon Nimmo doesn't really get the appreciation he deserves.
I can tell you this, Billy Epler loves Brandon Nimmo, and he's going to be your starting everyday left fielder until he gets hurt.
Brandon Nimmo's a fine player, but Craig just hit on it. He doesn't play enough. Like, he can't get through full season. So if he can go out and play 150 games, that'd be nice.
Well, let me ask you a question. Of all the teams you like, if we only allow you to protect a single player, are you telling me that Brandon Nimmo's your guy?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the Pete Rose running to first or the accent.
Right.
It's something about him. I can't get away from him.
Nimmo's a likable guy, but you're a Met.
I love Brandon Nimmo.
But you're a Met fan, and so you have a few other options, like Pete Alonso, like Jacob DeGrom. Really going with Brandon Nimmo?
That's his guy.
Look, I like Brandon Nimmo. He's a free agent at the end of next year. We'll see if the Mets work out an extension for him now. But the biggest problem with him is he doesn't stay on the field.
So you know a weird thing that's happening with this lockout I just read about? Part of the, you know, when you're a player that's recuperating or recovering from an injury, a baseball suffered injury, your rehab is overseen by the team's trainers and doctors.
Yep.
Because of the lockout, and this is a weird thing to me, players that are under the guise of a trainer or a doctor for rehab are now no longer allowed to see those doctors and or trainers.
Yes. They're now in charge of their own rehab.
Yeah. So, like, I was reading, I think it was J-Mo.
Jameson Taillon, yes,
Taillon's
he tweeted
recovering
this.
Yep. From the foot thing, whatever the heck it was. So he put a thing out saying, as of today, because of the lockout, I can no longer call on or go see the rehab specialist, the trainer, the doctor, all the people that coordinate his recovery from the injury. He goes, I'm on my own. And he was funny. He said, I'm sick and tired of wearing this boot.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it off.
So I'm taking it off.
Right.
Who's going to tell me no?
Yeah, that must have made the Yankees feel so good when they read that tweet. They can't even call them.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is that they got to pay for it themselves too, which I like. You know, you got hurt. Wah.
Right.
You got to go see a doctor. Wah.
Well, you're a shill for the owners, so I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not a shill for the owners.
Kind
like,
of.
They pay for nothing, Evan. Nothing.
What was that?
If I get a sore throat and miss time, FAN doesn't pay for me to go see an OBGYN.
Right.
Doesn't happen.
Right.
Right? Or an ENT, for that matter.
Right.
I got to pay for that.
Yeah, but you're not a Major League Baseball player.
I'm a Major League performer.
It's different.
Why am I paying? Like, when I went to see the greatest throat doctor in the world, all right, why do I have to pay for it? Shouldn't WFAN pay for it?
Don't you have a health insurance?
There's a deductible. Yeah, although I just found out I have like $300 left on my dental plan.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I told the dentist, I got a cleaning yesterday. And he goes, you got $300 left. You got to use it before the end of the year. I go, then I'm coming back.
Why not
another plan? I hate the dentist. I go, you're going to clean again? Yeah.
Keep those pearly whites as white as possible.
I don't know how he knew, but he goes, yeah, you got $300 left.
Nice.
He goes, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I'm going to use it. And if anyone else out there wants it, you know, I got 300. I don't know if I can give it to you.
I don't think so. I don't think
probably
it's transferable.
Not. Yeah, so I'm going back in.
So why is the lockout good?
Oh, here's why the lockout's good. All right.
You just explained how players who are rehabbing are basically on their own.
Well, that's just stupid. Like, to me.
But it's a part of the lockout.
Yeah, but it's stupid. Like, there should be like lockout insurance.
What do you mean?
Like, there should be an understanding between the players and owners that if a guy got hurt while playing for you and he's rehabbing the injury, you don't just now cut him off from rehab.
Well, no, but you're not able to deal with the trainers who work for the team.
But what I'm saying is that you should be. That's got nothing to do with business
and
baseball.
A lot of this has to do with logic, but logic isn't used in this. Right. They don't want to mess up, especially because of the fact they're locking them out. There are laws involved, hence why they're taking the likenesses off the website.
What I'm saying is there are some levels of this that are just stupid.
I agree.
MLB Network not being allowed to show me a picture of, you know, Pete Alonso is stupid.
And by the way, if you go to MLB.com right now, they won't show you the likenesses of the players.
Like, I'm not making that up.
But you know what you can do at MLB.com?
Highlights?
You can buy jerseys of these players.
Smart.
I find that fascinating. So the likeness is no.
Yeah.
Can't even show it. But hey, if you want to pay $155 for a Gerrit Cole jersey, come on down.
Can the MLB PA put their likeness out there?
Probably, right? Yeah, I think they own their own likeness, so sure.
So go to MLB.com. No players' faces.
But then when you go to the coaching staff, like, let's say you went to the Yankee roster. All the names will be listed. There'll be no likenesses. Then you go to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Their likenesses are there. So there's a picture of Aaron Boone. There's even a picture of Luis Rojas.
Yeah.
But if you try to click on, you know, Clay Holmes, you get nothing.
Nothing.
You get that silhouette, which I have now used for my Twitter avatar because I think it's cool.
By the
so
way,
I'm going with it.
Have you seen Aaron Boone? We'd be better off if it's just a silhouette. You know, who
what
needs to look at his face?
What
all
is that
time?
Supposed to mean? Calling him ugly?
I think it's solidarity with the players. I think that's what should happen.
So why is the lockout good?
The lockout is good because for a few reasons. I think it's good for teams like the Yankees because it lets them scheme without any pressure. No one else is signing Carlos Correa during the lockout. It allows the Yankees to get all their ducks in a row. Okay. How are we getting Correa and Freddie Freeman? What's the way to
money.
Do it?
Money. I'll scheme it for them.
No, no.
Money.
But back channel it. Get it done. Get it done. All get right. it done. All right? Number one. Number two, I like the break, to be honest. I'm tired of it, frankly. It's football season. It's basketball season. Baseball has its day. Has its moment. And yes, last couple weeks were exhilarating and exciting, especially because the Mets got Scherzer and Marte. Amongst four, you know, two other guys. They got the guys you wanted them to get, right? So I recognize from a Met fan perspective, fantastic. Now go sit over there and be quiet because I want to watch football. That's how I feel about it. So having a forced break that'll have no impact whatsoever on me as a fan watching games this year, they're going to figure it out.
But we don't know that, though.
They're going to. They're not stupid.
They are stupid.
They're going to figure it out. There's too much money. You know, Max Scherzer's not voting for an extended walkout. Listen, they're going to figure it out. So it's a nice little break. It's like a refresher. It's like, give me a big bowl of orange sherbet. I'm going to forget about the garlicky steak I just ate. And when I'm done with the sherbet, I'll be ready for some ravioli. So I like the break. I like to cleanse my mind
you know
of
amazing,
all things baseball.
What's amazing about what you're saying is that, and I'm actually going to back you up here, next year, Major League Baseball is going to look back to this year and say, hey, that offseason was cool. We had a wave of moves in a short period of time. And so what they're going to end up doing, I think, is imposing a roster freeze in the middle of an offseason for the reasons you're giving. Like, it gives you that few-week excitment, this pressure to make moves.
And now break.
Now we all take a break. It's the holidays. Spend time with your family. And then January 20th, or whatever date you want to come up with, all right, we open it back up again. Because that was fun. This offseason, for that reason, has been different
and
enjoyable.
It's like a horse race. Quick sprint. Like, you know, the best thing about the Triple Crown of horse racing is the break. Whew. Ugh. Now we get another one.
That's the best part of it.
That's the best part.
Really?
Yeah. The wait for the Belmont's the best part.
Well, the NBA and the NFL off seasons and the NHL off seasons are all great because it lasts a week.
Yeah, it's in and out.
All the moves happen. Boom, boom, boom.
Now,
baseball's never been like that until we had something like this year.
There is breaking news in the NFL. Remember the story about Antonio Brown, the allegation that Antonio Brown faked the funk on his COVID vaccination card.
Yes.
And was offering fake cards to other players should they so want it.
Yes.
Antonio Brown denied that. He said, I've been vaccinated. I never lied about it. It's a real card, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And his agent, everyone, right? And the Tampa Bay came out and said, look, we've got everyone's vaccination card. We believe that all the cards are real. No smoke, no fire, just smoke, right?
Yes.
Wrong. The NFL has suspended Antonio Brown, as well as Mike Edwards.
He's the safety.
And John Franklin III, who's a free agent, so who cares, right, for the purposes of this conversation, for violating the COVID protocols. They've been suspended without pay for 3 games for misrepresenting their vaccination status.
So now, they're saying he did it.
Better than that.
What?
Not only is the NFL accusing them and saying they did it, Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards have accepted the discipline and waived their right to appeal. So they're acknowledging.
They're taking it.
You got me. How about that? So all this stuff. Now, here's the next layer of this. The NFL was very careful not to say Antonio Brown produced a fake vaccination card. Instead, they said that Antonio Brown, along with Mike Edwards, misrepresented his vaccination status, meaning he said he was vaccinated when he wasn't, right? If you can now prove, which I guess they can, that he had a fake vaccination card, the United States government, if they want to, maybe they won't, now can get involved. That is a felony.
Yeah, they're not going to do that, though.
Well, they're not going to do that.
There's a lot of things that are felonies that aren't exactly
pursued. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah,
I read a story yesterday about a guy that lied about the PPP money and bought a Lamborghini with it. He just got like 10 years in prison.
Right, right.
Okay, he stole $1.5 million from
the government. Sometimes you do want to set an example. We had that here in New York City with Plexico Burress, where I think the mayor at the time really wanted to set an example.
The gun thing,
for gun laws in this city, and so Burress ended up serving time over it.
Right, which was ridiculous.
Well, but that's my point, but you would agree it was done to kind of send a message?
Yes, don't shoot yourself at a club.
So...
And don't carry a loose gun in sweatpants with no,
don't wear sweatpants to a club is the message we got all out of that.
That wasn't the message.
No?
No.
Just don't have a gun on you?
Don't put a gun in the waistband of sweatpants.
Oh.
Yeah.
The lesson I took out of it was, Evan, if you ever go to a club, do better than sweatpants. That was the lesson I got.
Okay.
But I don't think that this is going to turn into anything bigger for Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards. But is 3 games enough?
I don't know what the number should be. It doesn't bother me. My initial reaction wasn't only 3.
No, I'm just curious.
What would you do? 8? 7? Five?
You know, I know this is terrible.
Is there even an answer? I don't know.
There's no right answer, but you know what actually makes me more lenient on him? The fact that he's gotten the vaccine already. So it was a fake that served what purpose?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It was a fake back in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then he apparently has since been vaccinated.
It wasn't a full fake.
Right.
Like, he ended up getting vaccinated soon after, assuming that's true, and that's what we had heard.
Right.
So I don't know. It's like a partial fake, not a full fake.
Guy can't help himself, right?
No, he can't
help himself.
He can't.
Like, you like to think you learn from your mistakes, you don't make them again. That's how I'm living my life, or trying to at least.
Right.
Right? Some guys just can't help themselves.
Some guys need to make a bigger mistake to learn from them.
Well, sometimes you just know are going to continue to be stupid.
Right.
Or you take chances, you know, and risk their freedom, let alone their, you know, their income.
Right.
Now, I know he's made a lot of money in his lifetime, but would you be surprised if you woke up a few years from now and Antonio Brown was living under a bridge?
No. Unfortunately, no. And he's been injured lately, so how is that handled with the fact that
he's got to be active to then miss games.
Right, but you just make him active.
Right, you just say, okay.
Now, I think he was due to come back real soon. Like, I think the latest on his injury was another week or two, I think is where it was at. But if you're Tampa Bay, you start it right now.
And by the way,
it's not really a suspension, other than the pay, which I acknowledge. Like, he is losing money. But in terms of the franchise missing him, it's really going to turn into a one-week suspension, considering he was going to miss the next 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And the NFLPA was totally on board with this, too. Like, no one's disputing it. No one's arguing it. And the players themselves like, all right, you got us.
Yeah.
You got us. If
you caught me.
What would you do if, like, somebody here, before you had gotten vaccinated, was like, listen, meet me outside the station in 5 minutes. Like, what if Giannotti was like, listen, you know that free card Boomer gave me? Open up the trunk. Vax cards.
Why would I want a fake vax card?
I'm just saying. Like,
For what purpose?
Is there a time where you would have been like,
no.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No. If you were asking me a fake ID when I was 18 or 19 years old.
No, I'm not.
That's a different story because I was in a tough spot. I was working full-time as a 19-year-old, and all my coworkers were in their mid-20s.
Yeah.
So all they wanted to do was go to bars.
So what'd you do?
I'm not going to get into what I did.
No one's going to say if you drank underage, dummy.
The point is, I was in a tough spot. So did I have an urge to have an identification that wasn't my own allow me to be involved in those things?
Did you use your name or use a fake name, too?
I'm not getting into anything.
Yeah, you are. Was the name on your fake ID Evan Roberts or like Joe Jablonski from Patterson, New
Jersey? No, I'm embarrassed, but I'm going to give you the honest answer.
Please do.
I never got it.
Shut up.
I never got it.
Yeah, you did. We all did.
Anytime they went to bars, I was like, I'm out. And
so,
I didn't go.
For 2 years, you're working and not going out to
bars? I was
bars
going
and-
out, but not to certain places.
Why?
Because I wasn't allowed. And most
because
of the time,
and
in fairness, most of the bars that I was able to go to, they just wouldn't serve me, but I would be able to go.
Yeah,
that made it a lot easier. So I didn't drink. So I was at the bar, and that was it.
You never tried to?
No.
You never had a coworker you pass you, Jägermeister?
Well, his wife wasn't around to tell him what he liked to drink. That was the main problem.
Point, yeah. He didn't know what he liked to drink. That's
no, I ended up getting some things served for me, but I truly never had a fake ID. I never ended up getting a fake ID. I thought about it, but I ended up not doing it.
Really?
Because the truth is,
mine was a Kentucky fake ID.
Kentucky?
And then a Pennsylvania fake ID when I got to college because the guy used to make them in the dorms.
Was it your name or a different name?
The Kentucky one was a different name.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Ronnie Mexico?
No.
You remember that one?
Yes, I remember that one.
Ronnie Mexico?
It was not Ron Mexico.
It wasn't Ron Mexico.
No, and I was not running for office in New York either. It wasn't John. What was the other one?
Oh, you're thinking of Anthony Weiner's pet name?
Yeah.
The Ron Mexico wasn't
that
Anthony
was Michael
Weiner.
Vick.
That was Michael Vick, right?
Yeah. What
was Weiner's name?
It was Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
So, true story. So, during the Ron Mexico one,
yeah,
I called up Fanatics, and I tried to get an Atlanta Falcon Ron Mexico.
They wouldn't sell it.
They wouldn't do it. But they are selling these amazing New York Jet flannels, courtesy of Jarius Rucker. Yeah. I don't know what my name was on the...
You don't still have the ID?
See,
I would have saved that. If I ever actually got a fake ID,
well,
I would have
saved
that.
Well, we all used it. My brother used it. I used it. My sister used it. Everybody used it.
Your sister?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody used it.
Must have been a hell of a fake ID.
No, I remember we made it on like on a Macintosh 2. We somehow found like a Kentucky license because back then
Kentucky
licenses.
You guys made it.
The Kentucky one we made.
Huh.
The Pennsylvania one, it used to be that they just had a blue background. So you'd hang a blue sheet over like your closet, take the Polaroid, you cut it out, whatever, and make it, because there was no back
right,
to
right,
it.
Right, right.
Now you got holograms and things and forward facing, left, right, all that crap.
Mm.
So, and plus I'm much older now. Like, would you want to know if your kids had fake IDs?
I'm too far away to feel what this would be like. Yeah. I got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
So when Jet's like 18, he's like, "Yo, Dad, check out my fake ID."
I mean, I'd probably think it's awesome, but I don't know yet. Right. I don't know how I'm going to. How do you feel about it?
My daughter's 21. I don't have to worry about it.
No, but your sons aren't.
My son is a teetotaler.
No, Sonny has one.
What happened?
He has a fake ID.
Not that I'm aware
of. Well, I'm aware of it. What do you think about that?
I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it.
What if I? Well, I don't know for sure if he has one. Yeah. I just want to make that clear. But let's
my
say
my son is busy in class right now learning, Evan.
Yeah, sure he is.
He's a learner. That's what he's doing. He's learning right now. Here's Howard and Brewster. Howard, what do you got, buddy?
How you doing, guys? It's good to hear you. Craig, it's so good to have you back. You were definitely missed when you were
Thank
away.
You. Thank you.
So good to have you back.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about who you would pick if you had to protect one person and... I'm a loser Mets fan. I'm a loser Dolphins fan.
All good.
I'm a loser Knicks fan and a loser Islanders fan.
So let me think. So your choices, just top of my head, your choices are some guy I've never heard of on the Islanders.
some guy I've never heard
RJ
of.
RJ Barrett or Julius Randle. What would you say? You're a Mets fan?
Yeah.
Obviously, DeGrom, Scherzer, Pete. All right, so who's the one guy you're going to protect?
I'm picking Barzal.
Who?
Matthew Barzal. He's on the New York Islanders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he playing tonight?
I mean, Matthew Barzal's also 24 years old, so I can understand that. Like, the one thing about Jake, as a Met fan, is Jake's a decade older.
Yeah, and he's hurt all the time, too.
Stop.
And I love Jake. I mean, when he pitches, it's just nonstop TV. It's must-watch TV.
Right, right.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. As a Met fan, considering Jacob's recent, injury battles... Isn't Scherzer the obvious answer?
What?
I don't know because I don't know. I guess I have allegiance to Jake.
How many times has Max Scherzer pitched for the New York Mets?
None.
Okay, so why would you even suggest to a Met fan?
Well, he's the ace of your staff now.
No, he's not. He's the number two. Jacob DeGrom is the ace of the
DeGrom's
staff.
DeGrom's not healthy.
You can't take the second half of last year and have that define everything.
I got to live in the moment, Evan. In the moment,
no one's pitching.
Obviously,
in the moment, nobody's pitching.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, DeGrom, because he's played and been a star here. But today, Scherzer's more reliable. That can't
Scherzer's
be argued.
More reliable, sure.
So that's the guy I'm going to protect.
But Jacob DeGrom has also done it here. Max Scherzer has never pitched a game yet for the New York Mets. He may never pitch a game for the New York Mets if they don't settle this effing lockout.
Yeah, it's day one, dude. We're not missing anything. You agreed. Let's just relax and chill out a little bit.
I'm just responding to your point about Max Scherzer. That's all.
Listen, if I become a Met fan again in March,
you're
and
not
I might
welcome.
Now.
You're not welcome.
Well, you told me Yankee fans are now being represented again.
What was that?
You told me that with recent changes here... That Yankee fans now have more representation
no,
on the radio.
No, Knicks fans have more representation.
Oh, I thought you said Yankee fans.
Not Yankee fans. You can stay with the Yankees. In fact, you should stay with the Yankees.
I might stay with the Yankees.
I don't want you with the Mets. I got to be honest with them.
I may not want to be with you anyway.
You would be the worst Met fan to have on our side.
Because I'm a Scherzer guy, not a DeGrom guy, because DeGrom's hurt.
It's not even that. It's not that. It's just, I don't know, the Yankee ick is on you now. You spent an entire year.
Yeah.
Glad handing with the New York Yankees. That's it. You're done. It's over.
I'm very close with the New York Yankees.
Exactly. So remain in bed with the... You're texting Booney. You're friends
that
with the organization.
Oh, you know what?
You can't stand Steve Cohen. Just stick with the Yankees.
Should we see if Boone wants to come to the game tonight?
Yeah, see what he's up to.
Let me ask my niece first. Should I ask her?
Do they have extra tickets for Booney?
Yeah, they got a whole suite, dude.
We're
the only ones in it.
We're the only ones in it.
I think we're the only ones
in it. Why isn't Loogie and McMonagle coming?
I invited them. They said no.
You guys said no?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
I invited both of them to come.
I remember, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because
why would you say no?
Well, I'm hosting Thursday Night Live, and then I'm busy.
What do you mean you're busy?
It's a lot of traveling. I won't get there until later, and then I got to drive all the way upstate, you know.
And then I'm busy. That was funny.
I'm more surprised by Lugi. It's not like his job is safe. Like, why would he not want to come?
Well, I actually have a big night planned. I'm going to take a shower and stare into space, which is much better than going
to a game with you two. Like I mentioned, his job is not safe. Like, that's a dumb business decision on his part.
Well, his job is safe because we have a new segment he's going to be producing here.
Exactly why his job is not safe.
No, no. You want me to tell you what the segment is? It starts next week, every Wednesday, we have a new segment. And the name of that segment is what, Lugie? What are you calling the segment?
I think we're going to call it Wednesday Wags. I believe that was the
Wag Wednesday.
Wag Wednesday is the working title.
Right? Wag Wednesday?
Yes.
Which is not like, you know, Wow Wednesday, which was Opie and Anthony's Whip 'em Out Wednesdays, although I'd love to bring that back.
That ended really well.
Right.
The Wow had no problem. It was the sex in the church.
Oh, that's true. You're right. My apologies. You're right. The Wow was fine. I still see bumper stickers to this day.
I still flash them.
You're funny.
So Wag Wednesday is going to be a new feature on the show where we talk to the wives and girlfriends of former and current athletes. Yeah. I think it's going to be fantastic. Anna Benson's, I think, our first guest.
Imagine that.
So, so that starts next Wednesday. It'll be, I think, in the 5 o'clock hour every Wednesday. It's Wag Wednesday.
I think the first guest should be Clint Frazier's fiance.
I know her dad.
Exactly.
That would never happen either, by the way. No way. Oh, you can ask him. I'll give you his number. You know.
Well, what ended up happening with that? I mentioned on the air that Clint Frazier's fiance's father reached out to me.
Yeah.
That he wanted to talk to you. How'd that go?
It went great.
Is that all you're going to say?
It went great.
So you got a good rapport?
I think...
he wasn't mad at you about anything? Because I couldn't imagine why he'd be mad. I don't think you said anything about her.
He had no reason to be mad at all. But because I'm a stand-up guy, I had a conversation with him.
Good.
Because he got bad information.
What information did he get?
He thought that we were making fun of his daughter by name. And I go, no. I go, we were making fun of her fiance by name.
And he liked that.
Yeah. He had no problem with that. He understood that.
That sounds like a true future father-in-law. Yeah, that's fine.
He had no problem with that.
Clint Frazier stinks. In fact, you know what we call him at the house? Double play machine Clint.
Yeah, well, that's what we call him here, too. So there you go. Yeah, he was telling me a story how Clint Frazier grounded into a double play in a softball game and cost his team the championship. No, he did not say that.
That'd be fun.
No, we had a nice chat. Like, it was all good.
I'm glad it ended well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could, if she wants to come on, I'm good with it.
That's a good starter right there.
Well, I mean, listen, I think you want, like, an Anna Benson's the greatest starter
Anna
of
Benson,
all time.
I think, is in prison.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah. I'll double check, but...
They allow phone calls.
They get one, yeah.
That's going to be her phone call?
Be careful.
Anna Benson
careful
was sent...
You guys know about prison calls over there. Oh, would they. I like the they. They meaning whom?
When you were in
prisons.
The prisoners?
No. I said they allow phone calls.
Well, they allow, yes.
When you were a prisoner, would you have used a phone? What?
Go ahead.
What have I said that's untoward?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you were in the slammer. Is that better?
The slammer.
What do you prefer?
Go ahead.
With your time in the clink.
Would you have used a phone call to go on a radio show? Let's say I called you. I said, hey, Craig. Joe and I need you to pop on. We know you're in the slammer.
Yeah, no.
But, hey, we really want to talk to you about the Jets.
It's funny you mention that, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
So I was actually warned about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a no-no. You cannot do that. And it's, you know, so I never did. I never was going to anyway. Although, you know, I might as well tell the story. So before I went away, I was in conversations, even negotiations. I was going to go to work for Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And Barstool... we were on the same page. They wanted me to come do a show for them. They were about to go on Sirius XM, start a channel there. So I had an agreement with Barstool that I was going to host a morning show for them. Sirius XM, Scott Greenstein, who runs Sirius XM, he kiboshed the deal. He said, no, we love Craig, but not until his stuff all works itself out. We don't want to put him on because he might be gone in 3 months. So why are we doing that? So Barstool and I had an agreement, and Sirius XM said no to it. And when I went away, there was a meeting at Barstool in which David Portnoy said, we could still hire Craig. How great would it be to have him do a weekly show from prison? No, now that never got to me till after the fact, nor was it ever going to happen. I would never would have done that. But that's where That was the next iteration of, can we work together?
Right.
How cool would it be on
it's very different.
To have a show from prison?
It wouldn't have been allowed, though.
Not allowed. And I bring it up because one of my sons was like, you got to watch this Tiger King show about Joe Exotic. And it was weird. So I have not seen the first season of it, but I watched the opening episode of season two. And he's doing an entire video call from prison, like for this Netflix special. And I didn't say it out loud, but in my head, I'm like, you can't do that. But I guess he was given permission to do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, I wasn't. I didn't do it. And there were a couple groups that wanted to come interview me while I was there, like for the documentary and whatnot. And they also were denied by the DOJ.
Gotcha.
Said no to him.
Okay. So,
but I would not have done it. And I was told very, like the day I got to this, said, listen, just in case you were thinking about it, that's a no-no. So I never did.
Hmm.
So there you go.
So we need to make sure Anna Benson's out of prison, essentially.
I don't know what her deal is.
She was sentenced to jail in like 2016, so I'm sure she's out.
Well, I mean, what did she do to go away for?
Attacking her ex-husband.
Oh, assault?
Trespassing, loitering, and theft.
Oh, so maybe she's out?
Yeah, I would assume she's out. But I'll
I'm just eager to see Tommy Sweat to book the opening guest because he hasn't, Wednesday's the first episode of WAG Wednesday.
Oh, that's why I said I'm not confident.
You don't think it's going to be next Wednesday?
No.
No. Do you think we do it this calendar year?
This calendar year.
We only have like two more Wednesday shows to go. Do you think he knocked? Does he deliver?
I think there'll be one before the end of the year.
No, it's a weekly.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, there'll be one.
No, it's every Wednesday there's got to be one.
It won't be this upcoming Wednesday.
No faith at all.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in him.
Tom, you're allowed to speak to defend yourself.
No, Evan's on point. And I think we should set up a situation where it's not just a one-way street. If somebody wants to reach out to me, I think we should set that
so
kind of.
So put that out on your
That's
social
what I'm
media.
Do. Yeah, you could DM me because we don't want the headline,
you
know, creepy
know a
producer.
WAG, if you are a WAG, right. If you want to connect me to a WAG.
Right, I'm a married guy. I don't want to be sliding in everyone's DMs. You know
Well,
what
you
mean?
Tell your wife that this is your job now. You have to slide into hot Instagram model DMs to book them for the show for WAG Wednesday.
If anyone listening to this show slept with James Harden in the last week and a half, call Tommy Lugauer. All right,
phone
thank
will be
you.
Ringing off the hook.
Yeah. 17 different women call in.
You don't need to show proof or anything.
Yeah, and more importantly, if you did it at the house that the Nets bought for the players to have such affairs, we'd love to hear those stories as well.
Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, Tommy does not have to be an active player. Like, if you have a gal that was banging Johnny Bench back in 76, we'll talk to her.
Those stories are probably even better.
Probably. Yeah.
Or, like, any of the girls that are with the 86 Mets, we'll talk to them. All good.
That'll be tough because they don't have Instagram, so I'll have to find another way to contact
them. Can you imagine, like,
them?
A seven-year-old woman? Oh, man. I remember the day. Let me take my teeth out here. So it was a great story. I had a threesome.
Come on.
Me, Mickey Mantle, and Willie Mays. Oh, they didn't call him to say, hey, kid, for nothing.
I just want to hear from a woman who says, remember that story about David Cohn in the late 80s at Shea Stadium?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. I was the girl that he was.
That was me.
Yeah, he was pleasuring himself, too.
Right.
Yeah, I showed him one nipple. Right. Next thing you know, I can't wait for next Wednesday. It's going to be great. WAG Wednesday.
I like it.
Yes. What was just said to you in your ear that you filtered out?
That I filtered out?
He said something to you, and you filtered what he said, and weren't sure whether or not to go with it.
No, it was nothing. He was mad at me for what I just said. He didn't
about
like what?
What
I just said.
About Mickey Mantle?
About the 86 Mets and David Cohn. David Cohn wasn't on the 86 Mets, by the way.
Right, okay.
He was on the late 80s.
You don't like when he talks about David Cohn in the dugout, in the bullpen?
No, I was just mentioning I wasn't sure, because that story had come up, and I wasn't sure if we gave the names. And I was just like, oh.
The names of the women?
No, the players.
Big Mac. There was a story about the 86
Mets.
Right.
Yeah.
David Cohn was not on the 86 Mets.
Gotcha.
Right. So I didn't reveal any story other than an urban legend.
Hence why I
Cohen.
Did it off the air
That's not an urban legend, is it?
Has it been confirmed? What happened with
David?
Well,
you said you were going to tell the story and then you were hesitant to give names. So I was like, I think you might have just let the cat out of the bag.
Different story.
But different story.
Different story.
All right. That's why I said it off air, but you wanted to drag it on. So
yeah,
here
that's
it
on
is.
You, man.
What? I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you were very confused. Think we're talking about you behind your back or something.
There's an urban legend that David Cone was in the Met bullpen pleasuring himself in front of fans with other Mets there. Oh, so, ooh. Okay. Look, you guys all stone-faced.
I got the story. I got the stories mixed up.
Yeah.
So I said it to him on Twitter, clear it up.
Dave Maggett and Greg Jeffries? Okay, fine. What do you want? You know what I heard about Kevin Mitchell?
I want to be able to say something to Evan in his ear without getting it brought on air.
Well,
that's what
it's so obvious. That's what I
like. What's so obvious? I pushed a button and talked into the mic. What I do?
But I saw Evan's head was like processing what you said.
Because I was processing what he said, which was, you bring that up about Cone?
I didn't say why did you. I said, I thought we didn't say names the last time that story came up. I'm not sure.
Different
story. It doesn't matter.
Fair. We never said it happened. We said it's an urban legend.
Right. Well, I said it's an urban legend. You confirmed it happened.
Like the Cal Ripken, Kevin Costner story.
Right.
We all believe it to be factual, but, you know, Kevin Costner's never admitted it.
You think he ever will?
No. You go to the grave.
Is Cal Ripken Jr. still with his wife, who supposedly encounter with Mr. Costner?
I think so, but I'm not positive. I'm sure you can look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to find out.
I'm telling you, NPR
I bet you they're divorced.
NPR once brought it up as a topic, some like national NPR show,
right?
And asked Cal about it. So I know he's been asked on a radio show years and years ago about it. But I'm also not talking to Cal Ripken these days, anyway.
Yeah, you had a falling out.
Well, we were at a party.
By the way, they are divorced.
Okay, we were at a Sports Illustrated Man of the Year party.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Cal, Boomer, a bunch of haughty-taughty former athletes.
Here's another Craig Cutton name drop.
All right. So we're in a VIP section where there was a bar that was servicing VIPs so you could get your drinks a lot faster, right? So there's a bunch of people that were not in the VIP section that recognized me. And they're like, yo, Cutton, can you get me that tequila? Like, yeah, of course, man. Like, the guy's waiting in like a half hour line for a drink. I'm getting him as quickly as I want him. So I got a couple 1942s for a couple random guys that were fans of the show. And Cal Ripken stopped me.
Huh.
He's like, what are you doing? And I go, I'm giving these guys drinks. He goes, they're not VIPs. I'm like, I know, but like, no one's paying for it. You know, they got to wait a half hour. I could just give them a drink now. He goes, that's not happening on my watch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whistleblower Cal.
Cal Ripken. So, haven't spoken since.
He's dead to you.
Well, yeah, kind of. I was doing a man of the people thing.
That was very man of the people.
And then Boomer backed Cal. Oh, yeah.
That's not a foxhole guy.
Boomer backed Cal. He's like, what are you doing, Cutton? And Cal goes, he's giving out drinks to people. And he goes, you have no idea how to be a VIP. It was a whole thing.
The MVPs talk down to you.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Yeah. So when I started my downtown baseball league, I told Cal I'm not going to make it a Cal Ripken League team.
I'm sure that hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he's very upset about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he ratted me out. Stop, whistleblower.
I'm on your side with this one.
Yeah, like...
You did the right thing.
1942
He didn't really rat you out. He just stopped you.
He goes...
That's really not the... He didn't tell anybody else. He just said... I'm not allowing you to do this.
He was so, like, to his core, upset with my actions. I felt like ostracized by the VIP community.
Why didn't you tell Cal, stop me? I dare you to. I'm going to continue to do it.
Because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, you think Cal was going to take a swing at you?
Yeah.
Think he was going to push you? Think he was going to take the drink out of your hand? Like, what was going
to
happen?
I don't know what he's going
to
do.
That would have been an amazing story.
If Cal Ripken went to SI and goes, he shouldn't be in here anymore. I'm out. I knew who I was.
And Boomer would have said, see you.
Yes. Yes. Boomer wouldn't have saved me in that. Boomer would have loved it. He would have loved it. Yeah. Like, we had to walk the red carpet to get in. Right? So I'm there with Boomer. So we go to walk the red carpet, and Boomer goes, yeah, I'm going to do this one by myself. Because he knew what was going to happen. No one knows me.
Right.
So I'm like, the red carpet thing is, you kind of go like in order, like a conveyor belt, right? Hey, Cal Ripken, Cal, look here. Hey, Cal, smile. Blah, blah, give me a thumbs up. Boomer Esiason. Hey, Boomer Esiason. Boom, boom, boom. And then there's me. Nothing. Nothing. Like, you almost heard the photographers going, who's next? And I'm like, so then I had.
Did Vin Diesel go on a diet or something? What happened?
So then I try to walk around the red carpet behind the photographers. And of course, Boomer's like, your card, where are you going? So whatever. Yeah, so they those people, they live a different life than us.
Yeah, I understand.
A much different life.
And they don't want to give free drinks to people who
they
just
did
don't
not appreciate
wait.
My generosity. No. Well, Cal didn't.
No, neither did Boomer because he agreed with Cal.
He did.
He's just as bad.
877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Your call's coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.